Today's daf is Tmura Daf Chof Hei, and we are at the bottom line of Daf Chof Dalet Omid Beis. So yesterday we began the fifth perek of Masechtas Tmura, perek Ketzad Marimin. And as the name of the perek suggests, it began with a halacha of someone that's trying to circumvent the system. He's trying to do some sort of haram. And the Mishnah gave two examples of it. Somebody has an animal that's pregnant, it's mi'uberes. In one instance, the animal was chulin. The animal is pregnant with its first child. In the event that it's going to be a zachar, it's going to have kedushas bechar. The Torah says you have to give the bechar to a kohen. He doesn't want to have to give the bechar to a kohen. So the person said that in the event that this baby that's going to be born will be a zachar, I want it to have kedushas oila. An oila is supposed to be a zachar, and he says I want it to be an oila. Why would he prefer it be an oila rather than it be a bechar? Maybe this person was obligated to bring an oila. He had said harei olai oila. Regardless, he'll benefit from it, and being that he'll benefit from it, he doesn't just simply have to give it away to the kohen. This is something that he wants to do. The Mishnah says it's okay. It's something he's allowed to do. In another instance, the Mishnah said, what would be if somebody has an animal that's hektish, and the animal's me'uberes? So this was a female animal that's hektish. It was a chatos. And in the event that this chatos is now going to have a baby, that baby is going to be a chatos as well. It's going to be a vlad chatos. A vlad chatos was the name of the previous barak. It's one of the chomesh chatois ha-meisleis, which means he's going to have to kill this animal. He's going to get absolutely no benefit from it. He doesn't want it. So he says, before the animal gives birth, that if the baby that's going to be born, this baby animal is going to be a zachar, I want it to be an oila. If it's going to be in a keva, I want it to be a shlomim. So there too, the halacha is dvar of kayam. The last line of the Mishnah discussed, what would be if the animal that was born was not a zachar, and it was not a keva. Rather, it was either a tumtum or an adroikness. A tumtum is an animal where, because of some genetic mitzios, we can't determine whether the animal is a zachar or an akeva. An adroikness is an animal that has the simonim of both a zachar and an akeva. In halacha, a tumtum and adroikness are very similar. Not mamish the same, but very similar. They're both treated as sofik zachar, sofik nekeva. But in this context, how would you look at this animal? He said, if it's a zachar, I want it to be an oila. If it's an akeva, I want it to be a shlomim. Said the Mishnah, yolda tumtav adroginis, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, ein kedusha chalale. Now, Pashit, how would you understand Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? It's very simple. The person said, if it's a zachar, azoi. If it's an akeva, azoi. It was not a zachar, it was not an akeva. It was a tumtum or an adroginis. So, Pashit, you would learn, it's based on the das of the neider. It's based on the das of the matdish. He said what he wants it to be if it's a zachar. He said what he wants it to be if it's an akeva. It ended up being neither. And as a result, ein kedusha chalale. But in the Gemara, it's before more than that. Because what do you see from Rav Shimon Gamliel's lashon? Not only is it not going to be a noila, because it wasn't a zachar, not only is it not going to be a shlomim because it wasn't an akeva, it sounds like it's not even a vlad chatos. It's not even going to have any kedusha at all. Not even the kedusha that it should have memela from its mother had this person never said anything. Rav Shimon Gamliel's lashon is ein kedusha chalale. And if that's the case, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying a much bigger chiddush than what you would first think when you read the Mishnah. And that is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying that the halacha of vlad kachin only applies to either a zachar and a keva, but it doesn't apply to a tumtum and an adroigenes. And the Gemara immediately jumps on this chiddush. Yod, a tumtum adroigenes v'chulu. V'ek the Gemara, amayin, kedusha chal ba'aleyem. Why not? I understand why it's not a noil or a shlomen, because it was neither a zachar or a keva. So in the world of Lashon Bnei Adam, you can easily say that this doesn't fit into any of the choices that this person said when he said Zachar or Negeva. But why doesn't it have the regular Kedusha of Vlad Chatos? As the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have to say Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Vlades Kachin, Bavioison Hink Doshin. That when does Vlades Kachin attain its Kedusha? When it's born. Because if you're going to tell me that it gets its kedusha while it's still in the womb of its mother, so why should it be kaddish? This Gemara is very wordy and repetitive. Must be vlade kachin b'haviyos and hinkdashim. So the Gemara sends us back to a machlokes that we've seen already a few times, and the Gemara is going to discuss now from here until the Mishnah, and that is vlade kachin. When we say that the vlad of kachin has kedusha, When does it get that kedusha? Does it get that kedusha while it's in the womb of the mother, or does it first develop that kedusha after it's born? Says the Gemara that lechura, whether a tumtum and androgynous should have the kedusha of vlad kachin, should be dependent on that shiloh. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming that if when the animal gets the kedusha is when it's born, being that when it was born it was already a tumtum and androgynous, you can make the argument that it never gets real kedusha. Why? So Tosfos explains, because a tumtum and androgynous shouldn't be worse than a balmum kavua. You can't put a tumtum and androgynous on the mizbeach. And as a result, we can look at it as the animal has a mum. So usually when you think of tumtum and androgynous, you're looking at it from the perspective, is it a zacher and a keva? But says Tosfos, as it relates to kachem, there's another wrinkle. There's another element that you have to take into consideration. And that is, forget about whether it's a zacher or an akeva. Lameisa, this is a mum. And if that's the case, says Tosfos, that the Gemara is arguing that being that the Kedusha is not chal until it's born, and at that point already had a mum kavua, so is Kedusha chal on an animal that already has mum kavua, not real Kedusha? So that would explain Reb Shimon Gamliel's Shita v'en Kedusha chal aleh. But that's only good if you hold that Vlado is kachin, b'havi yoysan en Kedusha. But if you're going to tell me that the Kedusha is chal already b'me'iman, then the Kedusha was chal as soon as the fetus started to develop. That happened before it was either a tumtum or an androgynous. As soon as the development took place, before the simanim were even developed, at that point it should have had kedusha. If that's the case, the kedusha was chal before it developed the mum kavua. What happens if a mum kavua happens after kedusha is already chal? Then it's already kaddish. In other words, this tliya in the Gemara of Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha being toluy in whether vlades kachem b'aviyosan hinkdoshin or mimei iman hinkdoshin really sends us back to that shverim mishnah b'cheres daf yudal and manalef that comes up a lot. Did the mum happen before the hektish, or did the hektish happen before the mum? Assuming that tumtum and androgynous is a bal mum, now the question is, when was the kedusha chal? If it was chal after it was already a tumtum and androgynous, so first there was a mum, then you had the kedusha. It's not real. It's not chal. Real kedusha is a gof. If, however, b'mei iman hinkdoshin, then it would work. Regardless, if Reb Shimon Gamliel said that that there's no kedusha of vlad kachin by a tumtum and androgynous, it must be he holds that first the mum happened and then afterwards the kedusha was chal, which would then mean that vlad is kachin b'avi yosan hein kachin. Says the Gemara, even though that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, not everybody agrees. I'll show you a tana, says the Gemara, who holds just the opposite, that vlad kachin don't get its kedusha b'avi yosan, but rather be me'im. Tana rabbono, we learned it a braiso. The pasuk says, ach b'char ashe yevuka l'ashem b'vehem lo yakdish ish oisoy im shor im se l'ashem hu. The pasuk means literally, ach b'char ashe yevuka l'ashem b'vehem, that if you have a b'char, loy yakdish ish oisoy, can't be makdish. So even though you have a right to take your behemas chulin and make it hektish, Hashem gave us the ability to be makdish things that are mundane. Stating that, a b'char, you can't be makdish. And the reason is because b'char has its own kedusha. I mean that a b'char has kedusha mirechem, there's no way to be makdish a b'char. That's pashup shan in the pasuk. The Gemara is going to be medayik that the pasuk is a little bit wordy, and the Gemara is going to explain why we needed so many words. Meaning, in theory, what the pasuk could have said was, ach b'char lo yakdish. But what it says is, ach b'char asher yevuka l'ashem b'vehema lo yakdish ish oisoy. There's like seven extra words. Either way, the Gemara is going to go ahead and darshan this pasuk. It says the Gemara, ilu nema b'char lo yakdish. Had it said simply b'char lo yakdish, tell me this halacha, you can't be makdish b'char. You see, I would have thought b'char lo yakdish ekdesh. It's interesting. Have you know? You'd have thought, you know what the pasuk means? Not b'char lo yakdish, you can't be makdish a b'char. A b'char can't make something hektish. That if you're a b'char, you can't make something hektish. What would be the havamina? Maybe related to the idea that the b'char was supposed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but the b'char was punished after the Chet HaEgel, and maybe Hayisi Omer, I don't know if you have to be miyash of this Havamina, but maybe the Havamina would have been that the b'char was so penalized, he was so distanced from the laws of Hektish and avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he can't even be Makdish something. But the point is, there would have been a Havamina, ben benoy shel Havamina, that's what the pasuk means. Now when it says b'char lo yakdish, now you can't be Makdish a b'char. But if you're a firstborn child, you don't have the ability to make something Hektish. Therefore, Talmud Leiman, that's what the pasuk says, Ish Oysoy. Oysoy, yeah, the Makdish, Abba the Makdish, Adam, Bechor, that the pasuk means not Bechor lo yakdish, that a Bechor can't make something Hektish, but rather Bechor lo yakdish Ish Oysoy. Oysoy is a pronoun, meaning the Oysoy, the Bechor, is what you cannot be Makdish. But I, Nani Yoyim, says the Gemara, but still you would think, Hu lo yakdish, Avo yakdishu acherim. Maybe the word Bechar is going back on Oysoi true, but maybe the word Bechar is also going on the Makdish. As if to say that Bechar is referring both to the Makdish and to the Behema, that a Bechar can't be Makdish a Bechar. But maybe a regular person can be Makdish a Bechar. Avoyak Yishu Acherim, Talmud Boimra, Behema, Behema, Sakti. That no, that the word Bechar in this Pasuk is referring exclusively to the Behema. That there's no reference whatsoever to laws of Hekdish as it relates to the Makdish being a Bechar. Meaning the Bechar in this Pasuk is referring to the Behema, and what the Torah is saying is you can't be Makdish a Bechar Behema. Yochel Yaktish at I would have thought that you can't even be Makdish a Bechar while it's in the Betan. Talmud Lema, Ashi Yavukar Lashem, Mishi Yavukar Lashem, Yato Makdish, Avala Makdish Bebetan. You could be Makdish a Bechar while it's still a Betan, which is of course the Makar Tar Mishnah. Yochel, I would have thought, Avla de Kola Kachem, maybe the same should be true by all Kachem. So anytime a person has a Behema, that's Me'uberes, and you want to be Makdish the Vlad. So you would think you could be Makdish it, Talmud Loimar Ach Cholak. No, that you're not allowed to. Bottom line, what do you see from this Braisa? You see from it that you can't be Makdish Bechar, that's Pashup Shan in the Pasik. But you also see from the way the Gemara dashed in the Pasik that this halacha that you can't be Makdish Bechar is only true after the Bechar was already born. But as long as it's Bebet and Imoy, then you can't, because the Kedush of Bechar is not Chal until it's Pet Derechem, until the majority of it leaves the womb of its mother. That didn't happen yet. But this, therefore, you could be Makdish it while it's Bebet and Imoy, but only a Bechar could you be Makdish of Bebet and Imoy. As it relates to an ordinary Vlad Kachem, even Bebet and Imoy, you can't. Why? Why can't I be Makdish an Uber? It's an Uber right now. It's true the mother's Hekdish, but it wasn't born yet. So why can't it be Makdish? Almost purely Vladi Kachem, may Iman ain't Kedoshim. Must be because Vladi Kachem, Iman ain't Kedoshim. So the Gemara was Medayik from Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah that he holds Vladi's Kachem, Avi Yosin ain't Kedoshim. And now the Gemara is being Medayik from the Tana of this Braisa that he holds Vladi Kachem, may Iman ain't Kedoshim. Amalei Rav Amram, Rav Sheishis, Amar Al Bechar, Im Yitzias Rubai Oyla. What happens if somebody says that I want that this Uber, when it's born, meaning at the moment that it's born. The definition of Leida is Yitzias Rubai. When the majority of the animal emerges from its mother, at that point, we look at it as if the Leida took place. So what if the person says that B'shas Maisa, literally as it's born, I want it to be an Oila? So what's the question? Oila Havi, Oy Bechar Havi. I'm going according to the Tana of this Braisa that says that you can't be Makdish it while it's an, you could be Makdish it while it's an Uber. So we're going with the assumption that you could be Makdish it while it's an Uber, not you can't be. You could be Makdish at while it's an Uber. Once it's born, at that point, you can, obviously. So if Vlad Kachem is born, there's no way for you to go ahead now and to be Makdish it. But while it's an Uber, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Vlad is Kachem Aviyosin Ekdashim, not the Tana, this Brisa, the Tana Bar Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, you would be able to be Makdish at Bebetan. What if the person says, while it's Bebetan, while it's still an Uber, that at the moment that it's born, I want it to be Hekdish. So the question is, now they're both supposed to be Chabav Asachas. On the one hand, my Hekdish, I wanted it to be an Oila, for example, but naturally it's supposed to be a Vlad Chattas. So what do you do? Oila Havi? Naturally supposed to be a Bechar. So Oila Havi, or Bechar Havi. Oila Havi, do you say that it's an Oila? Why? The Chol Purta, U Purta, De Kanafiku. Kala. Do you say that if it's a Shaila, whether it should be an Oila or Bechar, it's going to be an Oila? Because an Oila is more Chashiv than Bechar. Because an Oila is Kulei Kala. Oila Bechar Havi. Or do you say that it's going to be a Bechar? The Chol Purta, U Purta, De Kanafik. People say, what do you say? That being that the Bechar is Kalish Mirechem, it's natural, therefore it makes more sense to be a Bechar again. This was a little confusing. The case is where you have an animal that's chulin, it's mevukeres, and it's about to give birth to its first child. And you go ahead and you say that I want, when it's born, at the moment of the Leda, I want this baby to now be a carbon oil. So the question is it going to be an oil or is it going to be a bechar? Being that they're both happening, but vasachas, had I made it an oil while it was an over, then avada would have been an oil. Had I waited until it was born, at that point, that's the pasuk we just read, bechar layakdash, you're not allowed to be makdashit. But what if I said I want it to be chal bevasachas? So bevasachas, with the oil is coming, pouncing, it wants to be chal, and bechar wants to be chal. Which one is supposed to be chal? Which one takes precedence? And the Gemara says that luchurit should be toli, and which is like a more chashav type of carbon. On the one hand, oila, oila's kulay kol goes all to the Eibishta. There's nothing like an oila. Yitzchak Avinu was an oila, right? There's nothing like an oila. Then again, Bechar is Kaddish Mirechen, says the Gemara. That's the Shaila. Lishna Achrin, another version of this Shaila. Sheken Kedusha Chayla. It's not Oyla is because it's more Kaddish. Oydom Bechar, Abishken Kedusha Zemirechen. Amalei. So who asked this question? Rav Amram asked the Shaila to Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes told Rav Amram, I don't understand your question. Mighty Boilach. How did by Ilfa? That was Ilfa Shaila. Amar, what was Ilfa Shaila? Alalekid in the Shires Rubai. Somebody was working in his field and he said that when the majority of the stalks that I'm reaping right now fall from me, I want them to be hefker. So we're familiar with the halacha of leket. Leket is that a person's working in the field and he has his grain and something falls, one stalk, two stalks, so the halacha is that it's leket. You have to leave it to the ani. That's the halacha of leket. When is leket chal? When it falls. So when the majority of it falls, it halachically is deemed to have fallen, at that point is when the leket is chal. So the person said that at the moment that the majority of that leket falls from me, I want hefket to be chal. And ulfa kler d'shayla, he wanted to know that being that at that moment that the person said that the hefket should be chal, really the leket's ready to be chal, so which one's chal? Is the leket chal, which is supposed to be chal b'meila, or is the hefker chal, which is what he wanted, should be chal? Right, leket havi or hefker? Leket havi on the one hand, shekin kedusha sebidei shamayim. So leket has kedusha bidei shamayim. Does leket really have kedusha? I'm not sure. Oydilma hefker havi or maybe hefker shekin zoicha bayani vashir. And ilfa had to tzadim. What would it tzadim? Leket is like the bechar. It's meirechem. It happens mishamayim. Then again, hefker is more inclusive. Hefker is bein laniim. It's bein lashirim. As opposed to leket, only an ani is allowed to take it. The bottom line is this was ilfa shayla. Va'amr abayo, and abayo said as it relates to ilfa shayla, ma'iti bayalach. This is a very easy way to answer this shayla because divrei arav, v'divrei atalmid, divrei mishayvin. And if you're not sure, on the one hand, the ebishta is saying leket, and the person, Chaim Yankel, saying Hefker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Rav. Chaim Yankel's the Talmud. Divrei HaRav, V'divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. And if that's the case, of course, which one's going to be Chal? What's going to be Chal is like, Hachanami, Divrei Mishayim. Savadi here too, you should say the same thing. If it's a question of Bechar or Oila, Hashem is saying Bechar. It's Kadosh Mirechem. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing. The Oila is the person himself. This is his Makdish. It's a Shaila of Oila Bukhar. It's like the same Shaila as like in the Hefker. And says the Gemara, Abaya invoked the principle of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Misham. So two things. First of all, it's interesting that Rav Amram, who asked the Shaila to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes turned to Rav Amram, Mighty Bailach, this is Ilfa Shaila. Meaning, it sounds like it was both, how do you not know Ilfa Shaila? It was Poshet. Who doesn't know Ilfa Shaila? That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, the second Ara is that Abaya shtelled through the halach of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishamim. So obviously Abaya, I think, is using that phrase loosely. So the halach of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishamim permeate some of the most festive sugis and shas. It's of course the basis that halacha of ein shliach l'dvar aver. If somebody makes somebody shliach to go ahead and do something for him, shlucha shel adam kamois ish mekadesh boy b'shlucha. Stating that there's an exception to the rule of shlichas. Many, but a very notable one. And that is if somebody makes somebody a shliach to do a dvarav, go be mechal Shabbos for me, kill somebody for me. Go do a dvaravera on my behalf. Even though in kol ha-teira kula, shlucha ishaladam kamaisa, somebody can stand under the chuppah for you, but he can't do an avera for you. Ain't shliach dvaravera. What's the reason? So the Gemara says it's a svara. Because divrei arav, v'divrei atalmud, divrei mishayim. Reuven told Shimon to do an avera. That's very nice. But Hashem told Shimon not to do the avera. So if Hashem tells you something, and Reuven tells you something, who are you supposed to listen to? So divrei arav, v'divrei atalmud, divrei mishayim. And that's the basis to the halacha of ein shliach l'dvar aver. The Gemara uses it in other places as well. The Gemara says that the Nachash HaKadmoni, who was punished for causing Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, right? He got terrible punishments, as the Torah says in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. And the Gemara says, really, Nachash HaKadmoni, had he had a good lawyer, he could have gotten out of this mess, potentially. That's all the Nachash needed was a good attorney. Why? Why? What should he have said? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. This is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira 101. She said, Tmur Daf Chafei. So why are you listening to me for? Hashem said, don't eat from it. And I said, yeah, you listening to me? It was a joke. Meaning, the Nachash was punished for causing Chava to do an Avera. I caused you to do an Avera? Why? Because I told you not to listen to Hashem? Really? That you were so misspell from what I said? Had you listened to me? What was you having a minute to listen to me? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. Right? It's a good time. And the Gemara says, you see from here, Mikanshe ain't toyan in Mamesis. That when it comes to a Mesis or Mediach, he's treated very differently. Right? The question is, why was that Mesis? Usually when you think of Mesis, you think of Mesis in the context of a Vodazar. So that's Ramosha's Tshuva, Negris Moshe, Chelik Beis, that you have the halach of Mesis or Mediach, even by Averis that don't relate to Chilshah, that don't relate to Avodazar. For Mamashal Chil Shabbos, etc. But regardless, some fester rate. Either way, this Gemara over here, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim, is not Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. It's not that Gemara regarding the Nachash HaKadmoni. It's just a question where there's two chalisin that could be chal b'vasachas. And one has to happen. The question is, which one? So the Gemara says that we don't look at it in terms of which is more chashuv. Could be Oila is more than Mechar. We don't care about that. What we care about is one is Divrei HaRav, and the other one's Divrei HaTalmud, and Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishnah. Either way, this next sugya is a festive sugya. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'oime Vlada, Shelzu Oila, Vihishlamim. Somebody had an animal, the animal was chulin, and he says that I want this animal to become hekdesh. The animal was also me'uberes, very important point. And he says that I want the vlad of the animal to be an oila, but I want the mother to be a shlamim. The halacha is dvar of kayamim, meaning the mother and the child are both going to be kadosh, but they can have different kedusha. So the mother's a shlamim and the child is an oila. He's shlamim uvlada oila. What if the person said the same exact thing, but he said it in the reverse order? First he said that I want the mother to be a shlamim, and then afterwards he said I want the vlad to be an oila. So the halacha is harezev vlad zivchei shlamim. So Rameir says that in that case, the mother and the vlad are both going to be a shlamim. Even though he said vlad oila, I want the child to be an oila, it doesn't matter. So again, in both cases, he said the same thing. What matters is the seder. It's the order. In the first case, he said, I want the child to be an oila, the mother to be a shlamim. Dvar of kayamim. In the second case, he said, I want the mother to be a shlamim, the vlad to be an oila. Then we don't care about what he said. Vlad oila. No. Once you said the mother's going to be a shlamim, the vlad's going to be a shlamim as well. The reason is, this is Ramei Lishitavse throughout Chas, who holds tafos lashon rishon. Now, anytime a person says two statements that contradict each other, so you're supposed to always be tafos lashon rishon. These are considered to be two contradictory remarks. Because when the person said, I want the animal to be a shlamim, the assumption is the animal and it and everything in it. So just like I want the animal and its four legs to be a shlamim, I want the tail to be a shlamim, I want the head to be a shlamim, I want the ober to be a shlamim as well. So essentially you said I want the ober to be a shlamim. When you then say uvlada oila, now you're contradicting what you previously said. Ramei holds toughest lashon rishons, that's what so the first case in the Reisha, there's no stira. He said, I want the vlad to be an oila. Then he said, I want the mother to be a shlamim. Meaning, I already said the vlad's an oila, so what does the mother mean? The rest of the mother. So that's pashit. There is no contradiction. There's no contradiction. So therefore, dvar of kayamim. In the sefer, there's a contradiction. Because once he says, he's shlamim, it means the uber also. It means also the vlad. Now you said vlad oila, you associate yourself. A second ago, you said that you wanted to be a shlamim. And may your whole stuff is lashon rishon. And therefore, the halacha is the vlad's going to be a shlamim. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi Yosi argues. He says, if this was his intention initially, meaning this person all along wanted the mother to be a shlamim and the vlad to be an oila. We don't care which order he says it in. Because we don't have the ability to be an achas dibra likiv shtaim zushamati. We can't say zocha v'shama b'dibra echad. It's not possible. So what do you want from the person? Because he said this first and that second. You know, we have to let the person live. It's not possible to say both at once. If he tells you this was his kavana, even though he said first he shlamim, then he said vada oila dalach is the mother's going to be a shlamim and the vlad's going to be another. However, the imishama rezu shlamim nimlach. But if he tells you that wasn't my intention, really when I said he shlamim, I wanted it to be a shlamim. But then he was chayzer v'amar and he said vada oila rezu vada shlamim. In that case, no, you can't be chayzer. Meaning you can't be chayzer. Then the vlad's going to be a shlamim. The gemara is going to ask the obvious question: there was a havin meaning that a person could be chayzer. Is there a havamina? That's where all the rage is. Zok to Gemara Rabbi Yochanan. If someone was mafish chatas mubres v'yoldo, and it gave birth to a child, ratzabah meschaper, ratzabah vlada meschaper. So if this sounds familiar, it's because we've seen it already a few times in Masechtas Temura. The Gemara discussed it in detail on Daf Yud. The Gemara over there also brought Rabbi Yochanan's bar plukta, who is bar pada. Either way, what was Rabbi Yochanan's halach? Someone had a chatas, and it's meuberes, or someone had a behema meuberes, and he was mafish, and he said, I want it to be a chatas. And now the child was born. It says Rabbi Yochanan, you now have a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatas. You can pick which animal you want to bring. If you want, you can bring the mother as your chatas. If you want, you can bring the child as your chatas. Now Rabbi Yochanan said a very big chiddush in light of the last parak, because we know vlad chatas is lemisa asl. So essentially, Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is that this vlad is not viewed as a vlad chatas. Right? When we learned this on Daf Yud, we didn't really know what that meant. But now we learned through the sugyas, so maybe we're more confused, but at least we know what it means. The point is, a vlad chatas is lemisa asl. I mean that it's lemisa asl. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying you can be mischapit with the vlad? The teretz is because Rabbi Yochanan holds you could be makdish and ober. I mean that you could be makdish and ober. We don't look at the ober as a vlad chatas. We look at it as if you were machfresh te chatois. If I'm machfresh te chatois for the same avera, so Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be makdish and ober, and it's for that reason you can pick and choose, you can decide which one you want to be. Bar Pada argued. Bar Pada said you can't be makdish and ober. And Bar Pada said that it's true when someone's mafrish, achatas muberes, to ober gets kedusha, but the status of its kedusha is agav the mother. As a result, it is viewed as a vlad chatas, it's lamisa azla, and therefore the halacha is not allowed either. Either way, here the Gemara explains again Rabbi Yochanan shita. So why is Rabbi Yochanan you could be makdish and ober? So he holds you can be makdish and ober, it chaps many nafkeminas, The Tmura Nafkamina is the halacha of Lad Chata. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon holds him Shiori Meshuy. He holds that if a person wants to be Makdish, the mother, and not be Makdish the Uber at all, that's something he would also be able to do. Because we look at the mother and the Uber as two separate entities, two separate beings. Because Uber, Lav, Yerech, Imoy, Hu. Because Uber's Lav, Yerech, Imoy, is the Havali Kemafish, Tem, Ach. And therefore, we look at it as if you're not for Shduch Chatois, Ratzim Mitzchabim Ba, Ratzim Mitzchabim Chabet. Masim Rabbi Lazar, Hishlam Uvlada Oilus, Rabbi Lazar asks from our Mishnah. What's the cash from our Mishnah? So the Gemara's cash is going to be from a diuk, a subtlety, from Lushoinai Hazav of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if someone says, I want the mother to be a Shlomin, I want the Vlad to be an Oilus, so the Allah is, Harez a Vlad Shlomin. Whose shita was that? Rameh was Tafas Lashon Rishon. So if you said first Shlomin on the mother, you can't say Vlad Oilus, because he's Shlomin. Is mashma the Vlad as well? Freit the Gemara, iso gedaitach shiori meshuyer. If Rabbi Yechon is right, harezu Vlad shlomim, harezu shlomim. Really, what it boy misno? What it should have said was not a harezu Vlad shlomim. It should have said it's a shlomim. According to Rabbi Yechonon, if someone's mafresh achatas meuberes, how do we look at it? We look at it as if you were mafresh an animal and everything inside of it, even the ober, is kadosh agav the mother, agav the animal. No, we look at the Uber as an entity for itself, and it has a tremendous nafkamin in the world of Chatas. Because if the Chatas is a Vlad Chatas, it's a Misa. If it's a separate Chatas, Ratzav Zem is Chaper, Ratzav Zem is Chaper. What did the Mishnah say with regards to the Behemah Muberes that you were mafresh not as a Chatas, but as a Shlomim? We said that the Halacha is Harezev Vlad Shlomim. The child is not an Oila. That was the punchline of the Mishnah. Even though you said Vlad Oila, Tafas Lashon Rishon, it's not going to be an Oila. But what was the Lashon of the Mishnah? The lashon of the Mishnah was Areza Vlad Shlomim. Areza Vlad Shlomim, that's Bar Padan Daf Yud. That's not Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a Vlad Shlomim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a real Shlomim. Because if this is a Vlad Shlomim, then Rabbi Yochanan's case would be a Vlad Chatas. It would be Lamisa Azla. Wouldn't be Ratzabah Mischaper. Ratzabah Vlad Mischaper. Omer Rav, Tavla. So Rav Tavla said, Bar Minodahi. You can ask all the kashas in the world in Rabbi Yochanan, but not from this Mishnah. Why? Because Omer Rav Latana. Because when Rav heard this Mishnah, he told the Tana, Tni Harezu Shlomim. Change the girsa. In other words, if you know the rest of the story, you would know that this girsa of Areza Vlad Shlom is not such a good girsa. Rav already had an issue with it. Rav, in fact, edited this Mishnah. So if your kashan, Rav Yoichanan, is from the Lashon of the Mishnah, just know that this is not such an accurate nusach, and as a result, can't ask kashas from this. I'll ask you a kasha from a brayser that does have a good nusach. If someone goes over to his shifcha, harei at shifcha, uvladech ben chayr. So now we're not talking about animals, we're talking about people, specifically slaves. So somebody had a shifcha, and this shifcha, kenanis, was pregnant. The halacha is, that if you own a shifcha, not only do you own the shifcha, you own its offspring, you own its children as well. So this uber belongs to you. If you want to be Meshachar, you can be Meshachar, but right now it's yours. So someone goes over to his Shifcha Muberes and said, "Hey, Shifcha, I want you to remain a Shifcha, but Vladich Ben Chayr, when your child is born, Be'itay B'zmanai, I'm sending him home. He's free to go." Says the Brais, so Im Hoiso Ubra, if she was Ubra, or some have the Geras in the Uberes, Zach Soleil. The Halacha is that the mother, even though she's going to remain a Shifcha, she could be Mekabel and get Shichar on behalf of her Ubra. Says the Gemara, Iyam Rebishlamim Shireen Meshuyer. Bishlam, if the Halacha is that if you wanted to be Meshayer in Uber, you want to be Makdish, the mother, and not be Makdish the Uber, it doesn't work. Not like Rabbi Yechiron, because Uber Yerechimai. Mishomachi Zach Soleil. I understand this halach. I understand why you can go over to a shifcha and tell her you're going to stay a shifcha, but be makabel and get shichur on behalf of your uber. Because the havelik meshacher chatzi yavd. Because essentially what you're doing is ubi yerechimai. So really you're just being meshacher half of the effort. The uber is the half that you're being meshacher. The rest that's remaining is the half that you're not being meshacher. Umani Rameir, kedetanya meshacher chatzi yavd. Yotzal lecheres kiti v'yad man kachas. And this Rameir shita who holds you can be meshacher chatzi yavd. Eli yamid shiori meshuyer uber lav yerechimai. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yechon holds it uber lav yerechimai, and my zachsolai, why does this work? For tanya we learn to the brayza nirin sheevet zoich lekabel get shichra shel chaver miyad rabbi shenish shalai. It's true that halacha is that an evet can be makabel get shichra on behalf of his friend. But only if the master that's being meshachrer is not his own master. But if it's his own master, it's not something he can do. L'chura, the uber and the mother both have the same master. So how's the mother being mekabel get shichur on behalf of its uber? Bishloima, if that one person, then it works. You know why? Because then it falls into the sugya of meshachatziyev, it works. But if they're two separate people, because so if that's the case, really, these are two slaves who work for the same master. It's Mufurish Halacha. You can't be Makabal to get Shechar on behalf of one of your compadres who work for the same master. It doesn't work for somebody else's master, yeah. Elosh Mamino. So what do you see from this Braisa L'chayra? Im Shiaroi Eina Meshuyer must be Ubi Yerechimoi V'tyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Tyufta. Wow. You don't see that every day. So says the Gemara, Tyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Tyufta. Zok Gemara, Leimo Shiaroi Meshuyer Tanoi. Look, at first glance, it would seem that this Shaila of Shiaroi Meshuyer or Shiaroi Eina Meshuyer, which relates to the Sugi of Tamura, Vlad Chatos, but it also relates to so many sugyas, Uba Yerechimai, Uba Lav Yerechimai. There aren't many sugyas that are bigger than that. So Uba Yerechimai, Uba Lav Yerechimai. So Tigmar Luchur, it's Machlekes Tanod. The Tanya we're learning to the Brayz. Omid L'Shevcha Zerayat Aschirin Uvlad Echeved. Someone goes over to Shevcha and he says, "I want you to be about Aschirin. Your Vlad should remain in Eved." So this is the reverse of the previous case. In this case, he's freeing the mother, but he wants the child. So the halacha is Vlada Kamaya. The Vlad also is freed. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Chachamim Oimrim. The Chachamim say Dvar of Kayamim. No, you. This is something you can do. Mishum Shenemar, because the pasuk says Ha'isha Viladeh Tiladina. That's a raya that you can split the baby in half, so to speak, pun intended, almost a pun. But regardless, that's a raya that this time it works. Why? Because Ha'isha Viladeh Tiladina. Afraid to Gemara, just the opposite. Isha Viladeh Tiladina suggests what? Suggests that the mother and the baby are supposed to be the same. Not that they're supposed to be different. Chachamim say dvarv kayam. You can bifurcate. You can say the mother's azai and the baby's azai. Why? Because so isha viladeh tiyaladeh. That sounds like they're supposed to be the same. Straight to the Gemara. Krom aitam udu the Rabbanon. How the Rabbanon using this pasuk? So my Rabbi, you're right. Krom Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Really, Rabbi Yisrael Glili was the one who brought a raya from the Shenema. Is not going back in the Chachamim. It's going back in the Tanakam. It's going back to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Tani vlad kamaya Shenema isha viladeh tiyaladeh. As much isha viladeh vlad ladeh. The bottom line is we have a machloikis over here. What's the machloikis? If someone wants to be mishachar the Eved, but wants the mother to remain, I'm sorry, be meshachar the mother, but wants the uber, the child, to remain in Eved. Does it work or does it not work? Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it doesn't work. The Chachamim say dvarv kayom. Zok tigamar my laba hokum iflagi. What's the machlekes? Probably Rabbi Yosi savar shiyar rayeni meshuyar. Probably because Rabbi Yosi holds uba yerechimai. And being that uba yerechimai, so if you are meshachar half, you have to be meshachar the whole. And the Rabbanan hold that Uber Lav Yerechimai. Now, incidentally, just to go weiter, if you're holding Cheshbon, what does this mean, this my love? It sounds like the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because he holds Uber Yerechimai. So, how could you be Meshacher the mother and not be Meshacher the Uber? What do you mean? I thought you could be Meshacher a Chatzi Eved. We just saw, even though we're not learning the Sugya, but 5 seconds ago, the Gemara just mentioned that that's something that you could do. So I am showing him. It's not an easy mailah. But either way, the Gemara rejects it regardless. Amalach Rabbi Yechanan, he says, maybe really everybody holds, like I hold, that Uber Lab Yerechimai. If Uber Lab Yerechimai, why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold that you can't split? Why does he hold that you can't make the mother bas chayrin and keep the child? The hachayinu time, the amakra, because he had a pasuk. So this brisa is nothing to do with Rabbi Yechanan. This is based on psukim. Regardless, Rabbi Yechanan says could be everyone in this brisa is going to hold that ubalav yerachim. Maybe the following brisa is a machlokes tanam, which machlokes ubal yerachim ubalav yerachim. Going to the brisa, shechet zechatos. Someone checked the carbon chatos. Umatzaba ben dalit chay, and he found inside a ben dalit. Meaning, turned out that this chatos was in a keva, was 4 months pregnant, and there was a little baby inside, and it was alive. So what's the halacha? Does the shechita work or does the shechita not work? It's a ben pakua. Tell me, machlokes remain the chachamim. But if it's a ben pakua, and being that it's a ben pakua, the halacha is that the shechita is a good shechita for the uber. The question is, do you look at it as a chatas, or do you not look at it as a chatas? So there's going to be some issues with the girsa here, so you have to hold on tight. So I'll show you, it's a chatas. What's ben dalit chai? Tani chada. One price says, ein necheles elu lezichrei kohuna, ve'ein necheles elu liyoymechad, ve'ein necheles elu lefnim menaklon. That's the very lumdisha way of saying that it's a carbon chatas. It can only be eaten by zichri kahuna. If it's a chatas, it's kachi kadoshim. Only male kayanim are allowed to eat it. It can only be eaten for a day. After that, it becomes noiser. And has to be eaten lefnim and aklon. You can only eat it in the azor. Another braisa says, necheles l'chalatam. Anyone can eat it. Necheles b'chal makim. You can eat it wherever you want. Necheles l'aylam. And there's no halacha of nois. In other words, it's chulin. So we have a stira between two braises. That's pashat the shechita work. The shechita work. Ben Pekua 101. The shaila, however, is do you say that it's treated like a chatas? Or do you say it's not treated like a chatas? What happened? You found this 4-month-old baby chatas or baby animal inside its mother that's a chatas. Look, the Gemara, what's the hezber in the machlokes? My lav tanoi is probably a machlokes tanon. The Tana kama sover, the Tana kama holds shioroi. Mishuyer, that's the right gear, sir. Umar Savar Shioroi ain't a Mishuyer. So let's take a look at Rashi inside. My lab, Dibra Masko, my lab, Alchemifli. The Tanakama, the Mashvili, Teres Chatos. Tanakama says that we look at it as a Chatos. Kosavar, he holds Mshioroi Mishuyer. It's a little counterintuitive. He holds Mshioroi Mishuyer, in other words, Ubelav Yerechimoi. The Kim and the Choshev give Ehemim Ampeinafsha. I mean that we view it as a Behemim Ampeinafsha. Kiloi Shire Nami Chaylo Olech Kedusha Bebete. It's looked at as a separate animal. As a result, the assumption is you were maktish it when it was an ober, when it was mi'uberes, and as a result, the hektish is going to be chal both on the mother and it's going to be chal on the child. The Tanabas with the Mashvili Teres Chuvin Savar, Mshori and Mishuyer, but the second Tana holds that ober Yerechimoy, the Loichoshev gave him a Mimfeinafsha, El Yerechimoyu, Umachmas Imoyu, the Kaddish, Kishar Vlades Kachem. So the only way it could have Kedusha is Agav the mother. Vahi Kedusha, Loinochsale, Achas Leda. And that Kedusha didn't get Achas Leda, the Sriele, Vlades Kachem, Bavios, and Kedusha Vlades Kachem. So says the Gemara, what's the beer in this Machlaik? You know what the beer in the Machlaik is? Maybe is Uber Yerechimoy or Uber Lav Yerechimoy. How so? Because it's talking about where you were Machdish it. When it was a mu'uberes. If uber is lav yerechimoy, so then you were makdish the animal. Shioroi, mishuyer, it's an animal for itself. It's an animal for itself. You can be makdish an uber, it's going to have regular kedushas chatas. But if uber is yerechimoy, then you can't be makdish it. The only way you could have kedusha, that's bar podash shita on daf yod, is agav the mother. We're going back to the beginning of the daf, like the manda amar. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the time of our Mishnah, that Vlad is kachem bav yosin in kedusha, and as a result, how's it going to have kedusha? So says the Gemara, Luchura, this shayla of Rabbi Yochanan, isn't this a machlokes tanam? I'm not Rabbi Yochanan. The kuliyam I can tell you, maybe everybody holds im shiori meshuya. Vahay tana b'hakam milfki. You want to know machlokes tanam is something else. The marsav of Vladi kachem bav yosin in kedusha. Umar savar Vlad kachem be meiman in kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, maybe the case is not where you were makdish it as a chat, when it was already a mu'uberes. If you were makdish it as a mu'uberes, everybody holds kedusha with bichal. Because ubalav yerechimah, you could be makdish it, and it's poshut the animal with bichal. Hachav mayaskina, where you were makdish it before it was mu'uberes, and then it became mu'uberes, when it was already in a state of chatas. And now the question is, what do you do with the ober? The question is the ober kadosh or not kadosh? What's that talian? Hagufa, coming full circle. Whether you say Vlade Kachin, Bav Yosem Hink Toshin, or Behemen Hink Toshin. If it's Bav Yosem Hink Toshin, so it was never born, technically. So if it was never born, it's not treated as a Karbachatas. If it's Behemen Hink Toshin, it's going to have Kedusha. The Marisov of Vlade Kachin, Bav Yosem Hink Toshin, Marisov of Vlade Kachin, Behemen Hink Toshin. Or you can say even another Pshat, Loi Kasha, Kambish Hekdisha, Lubasayf Nisabro, Kambish and Nisabro, Ulasayf Hekdisha. Maybe you could say it differently. Maybe you could say the Shaila is Hagufa. What happened? Were you first? Were you makdish when it was an uber, or were you makdish when it wasn't an uber? Again, this is all Rabbi Yochanan talking. So Rabbi Yochanan knows if you were makdish when it was an uber, being that uber laviyarchimoy, it would be kaddish. If you were makdish when it wasn't an uber, it's pasha, it wouldn't be kaddish because vladei kachem baviyasa and hektoishim. Either way, it's not muchach that the machloikis says uber yarchimoy, uber laviyarchimoy. All you would have to do really is just put down all the possibilities and push the pieces aside. You can make this to machloikis, make that to machloikis, you can make something else to machloikis. Regardless on that, no, Zok de Gvar, Maskif Lord Rava. One final kasha. And that is Rava asked the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan said as halacha. What was his halacha? Hifesh chatas muberes, v'yolda, ratzaba mischapa, ratzaba vlada mischapa. Rabbi Yochanan seems, at least the way Rava understood it, not to have explained the shita. And the Gemara said, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara said, you know what Rabbi Yochanan holds? He holds uber lav yerechimah. This is Rabbi Yochanan Chita. And being that Uba Lavi Yerachima, and because of that, the Gemara asks kasha after kasha from the halachas of Get Shichrur and seemingly unrelated halachas. Rabbi Yochanan said halacha regarding a Karban Chatos. What do you want with a Shifcha? Where does Shifcha Knanis come to Karban Chatos? Oh, because the underlying principle is the same. Uba Yerachima, Uba Lavi Yerachima. But Rava said, Rabbi Yochanan himself never said the words Uba Lavi Yerachima. So he's asking a kasha on the whole halacha. Me my the time of the Rabbi Yochanan Shiori Meshuyer. How do you know you say the Rabbi Yochanan Shita that he opens the Balav Yerachimoy? Tell me how the time of the Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he holds something else. The Adam is Chaper B'Shvach Hekdesh. Maybe he holds that if someone's Makdesh Behemah Muberes, even Lachatos, you could be Meshaper with the Vlad because it doesn't have a din of a Vlad Chatos. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, again, we have this. We can appreciate this. This Rabbi Yochanan comes up a lot in Shas, but usually it's, huh? Here, we're learning the Sugya. So here we have to chap this. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that being that Vlad Chattas ordinarily is Lamisa, and here he's telling you Ratzah B'Vlad Meschaper, Vais, we don't look at the child as a Vlad Chattas, because if it was a Vlad Chattas, we wouldn't be able to use it. What do you mean Ratzah B'Vlad Meschaper? It's Hoylech Lamisa. Elamai, it's not a Vlad, why is it not a Vlad Chattas? Must be because you were Makdish the Vlad. How was I Makdish the Vlad, independent of its mother? Oh, must be Ubalav Yerachim. That's where the Gemara is coming from. But says the Gemara, maybe that's not Rabbi Yochanan holds. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though Vlad Chattas Lamisa Azla, but that's only if you were Makdish a Chattas, and then it gave birth to a child. But maybe if you're Makdish a Chattas Muberis, maybe you don't have the halacha over there for some reason. Maybe you don't have the halacha over there for some reason of Vlad Chattas Lamisa Azla. Why do you have the halacha of Vlad Chattas here, not there? I hear it. We have to figure that out. But Maskev LaRava, how do you know Rabbi Yochanan saying such a macro chiddush? How do you know Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush has global ramifications? Maybe it's a very local chiddush. It's negei these sugis in Masechtas Tmura. Otherwise, sakon shtam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was saying a chiddush in the halacha l'moshe misiyah. That Vlad Chattas is l'misa asla zok Rabbi Yochanan. Not always. Hifrish, chattas, muberes, ratzaba mischaper. Because all the mischaper is fakhtakdish. I'm only Rav Amnuna. So Rav Amnuna told me, he says, I'll be honest with you, Rava, I don't have a good answer. But I know one thing. Who was the one that asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan? Who are these maskiflas? Rabbi Loza. And Rabbi Loza was a Talmud muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? If somebody asks, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud? Shlokish. That's the right answer. Who is number two? It's not even a shayla, it's Rabbi Elazar. So it says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Amnuna. In fact, the Gemara says in Perek Aseiches HaPoilim that after Reish Lakish was passed away and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't come to himself, so they brought Rabbi Elazar to him, and he didn't get a nechama from Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Elazar was the number two, right? But either way, so it says the Gemara, Rav Amnuna says, Rabbi Elazar, Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. For Yosef Lekami Rabbi Yochanan. For Lo Yahad Alei Hai Shinui. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that himself. We know we have a transcription of a shakra v'tarya between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So I hear what you're saying, Rava. Rabbi Yochanan could have, would have, should have said it maybe, but he didn't. So Vaisla is not what he held. Vaisla Rabbi Yochanan held Obalav Yerachimai, and that's why the Gemara asked them Rabbi Yochanan from all the sugis and shas of Obalav Yerachimai Vaiter. So this next Gemara is four lines, so it's Miot HaKamus, but it's Reva Eichas. It's literally one of the more important Gemaras in shas. Says the Gemara. So initially it seems like a pretty innocent Gemara, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? What did Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah? That if somebody goes over to an animal, it's chulin, it's also mi'uberes, and he says, harezu shlom, I want the animal to be a shlom. And then he says, you know what? Never mind. I want the mother to be a shlom, but I want the child to be an oila. So what's the halacha? Harezu vlad shlom. Feit Gemara pshita vlad shlom. Ela kolem is dabayim mimlach. What? A person can just change his mind? You can't change your mind. I have gavel. You said something. You're going to have to live by your words. What does it mean? Why would there be a hamam in I need Rabbi Yossi and a mission to tell me you can't do that? He's saying a very big chiddush. It's talking about even if you were choizer toichedei dibur. I would have thought toichedei dibur kedibur. Maybe say toichedei dibur kedibur. Vahayi yuni to come ayin. Kamash malon. You know what the chiddush is? That even if the person said e oilo toichedei dibur, even then the halacha is it's not going to work. The chiddush that you can't be chayzer, says the Gemara, is not that you can't be chayzer after you make something hektish. Of course you can't be chayzer. The chiddush is that even if you want to be chayzer toich kidei dibor, even then the halacha is that you can't be chayzer. And the obvious question is, it sounds like the Gemara is concluding, kamash malon, the loyam rinan toich kidei dibor kedibor dami. The problem is, everybody knows, these are sugyas throughout Shas, that there's something called toich kedei dibor. Meaning, if somebody sells something to somebody else, and then toich kedei dibor says, you know what, never mind. He has seller's remorse, like mamish right afterwards. So the halach is, you can be chayzer. Toich kedei dibor, throughout Shas, is kedibor dami. So what's Pashup Shas in the Gemara? The Gemara says, you want what Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is? The chiddush is that you can't be chayzer from your hektish, even toich kedei dibor. What do you mean? I thought the rule in Kala Teiru Kula is, toich kedei dibor kedibor dami. So the truth is, Rishonim asked the kasha, and if you take a look at the Rambam here in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says that you have to say that even though toich kedei dibor is kedibor dami, but not always. There are exceptions to the rule. And he says, the Rambam, that if someone makes something hektish, or tamura, and toich kedei dibor, he decides that he wants to be chayzer from his hektar, or for his tmura, the halach is, he'll be able to be chayza. Says the Rambam. The truth is like this. The truth is, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim that Pezayin of an Aleph Hilchas Toichi Deiber Kedibur Dami Chutz, and there's four exceptions to the rule that I mentioned in that Gemara. Megadeth, if someone is Mevarech Es Hashem and he wants to be Chayzer Toichi Deiber, can't be Chayzer. Oyved Avodah Zarah, if someone goes over to an Avodah Zarah and he says Keiliato, or he speaks words of Avodah Zarah to a deity, that Lach is, there too, you can't be Chayzer Toich Deidibur Kedibur Dami. Megar, if someone divorces his wife, can't be Chayzer Toich Deidibur, or Mekadesh, if someone's Mekadesh and Isha. So the Gemara already is giving us precedence for exceptions to the rule. The problem is, the Gemara mentions four. The Gemara doesn't mention it. Says the Rambam, Tana V'Shaya. That it's true, the Gemara says in the Dorim Pei Zayin Amad Aleph, Chutz Mi Megadeth, V'Oibed Avodah Zarah, U'Megarish, U'Mekadesh, you have to add two more to the list. It's not four exceptions to the rule, says the Rambam. Rather, Elu Shisha Dvarim Hoitzi Yoisam Begufa Gemara. And what are the other two? Maktish Umeva. The Gemara in the Dorim mentioned four, and this Gemara right here, Tmura Dav Chofeyam Edbez, is the Makar to the other two. Hektish and Tmura, by extension of Hektish. But the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, even though the Allah is Toichi Deidibur Kedibur Dami, you have to read the fine print. There's many exceptions to the rule. Megadif, Oivet Abed Azara, Megarish Umekadish, Ayin Nedarim pays ayin amad aleph, and maktish umeimer ayin tmura dav chofei amad beis. So very geshmaka Rama, right? Rama has the kasha. The Gemara says, kamash v'lan v'loy amrina toichi deidibur kedibur dami. Ay! Toichi deidibur kedibur dami. The teretz is, like kasha. Here we're dealing with hektish. Hektish is different. Hektish is treated like the four exceptions to the rule in the Gemara, mesachtes nedarim, dav pays ayin amad aleph. The problem is, the Rambam's kasha is a mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara's kasha. It's a Mefurish Gemara. You don't get this every day either. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing Rabbi Yossi Shita that Rabbi Yossi holds Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. V'havina Ba. Freak the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi holds Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah Tumur Daf Chafei Med Aleph that if someone says Arezu Shlame V'nimlach V'amar Vlad Oila Da'alach is Arezu Vlad Shlame and Pshita and for the Gemara like Kasha you don't know the Chiddush is Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds you don't say Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. It's freak the Gemara. How could you tell me Rabbi Yossi holds Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? It's a Mefurish Rabbi Yossi that he doesn't hold Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Now that Rabbi Yossi of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur is in Hilchas Eidos. Somebody said Eidos and Toich Kedei Dibur. Fake the Gemara. How could Rabbi Yossi say Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami in Hilchas Eidos? We have a sugya Kamash Malon that you don't say Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And the Gemara gives a very brisk teretz. Says the Gemara, Amri Trei Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami. You have to say there's two dinim in Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur. There's Kedei Shelas Talmud the Rav, and then there's Kedei Shelas Harav the Talmud. Kedei Ki Leslie the Rabbi Yossi Kedei Shelas Talmud the Rav. When does Rabbi Yossi not hold of Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami? That's Kedei Shelas Talmud the Rav. When a Talmud sees his Rebbe. What does he say? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Four words. That's too long. You can't be Chayzer. Toich Kedei Dibur Shelas Talmud Rav. The Nafesh. Kedei Shelas Harav the Talmud. Shalom Alecha. Islay. That he does hold. But it's a Mefurish Gemara. So the Rebbe asked the Kasha. Shmak Kasha. How does Rabbi Yossi's Kamash Malon Deloy Amrina Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami Shtim with the Hilchas and Kala Teira Kula of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? And the Rambam said a Shtikal Teira that you have to say Hektish is different. It's a Pella. All the Achreinim asked the Kasha. Ayin Ktois Achreishin Simen Reishayin Hey. It's beyond the scope of what we have time to do here this morning. But regardless, this is a very, very shver Rambam and the Achreinim, this is a tremendous raid to be Miyash of this Shitas Haram. That's the first start. But really, the topic of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, I think it's just kedai to take a step backward and just A, to understand the yesod of it a little bit better, and then just speak out one or maybe two auras, depending how quickly we can talk. So as it relates to Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, number one, the most conventional application of the halacha of Toich Kedei Dibur is the sugya that we just learned. And that is somebody said something, and then immediately he regrets what he said. So he wants to be chayzer. He sold something, and I say, you know what? Why did I do that? What am I doing? I shouldn't have sold it. He said that I want the mother and the child to be a shlamim, and then he has charata. He decided and said he wants the child to be an oila. So you want to be chayzer from something that you did. You want to be chayzer from something that you said. So there's a halacha, there's a shir of Toich Kedei Dibur. We see the Gemara Bava Kama says there's two shirim of Toich Kedei Dibur. But the bottom line is that there's a concept that you could be chayzer within a time frame of Toich Kedei Dibur. But the truth is you find this halacha of Toich Kedei Dibur in other contexts as well, having absolutely nothing to do with Chazara. So for example, the halacha is, you can't punish somebody unless he was warned. So you can't get Malkus unless there was Hasra. You can't get Mises Bezdin unless there was Hasra. Hasra has a whole Shulchan Aruch. Hasra, Safik Shmei, Safik Loi Shmei Hasra. Right, there's a lot of different halachas as it relates to Hasra. One of the halachas of Hasra is, you have to be master of the person within a sheer toich kidei dibur for when he does the aveira. So if it didn't happen toich kidei dibur, it's not considered a good hasra. Now, vir toich kidei dibur has nothing to do with chazar. You're not being chayzer from something. It's a halacha that you have to be master a person in order to punish him. That hasra has to happen b'shas maisa, so to speak, and it has to happen within that time frame of toich kidei dibur. Toich kidei dibur is considered that it happened at the same time, that you were mastering me at the time that I did the aveira. It's a shear of b'shas maisa, so to speak. Nothing to do with chazar. That's one gemara. Another gemara is a Mishnah Masechtas Nazir Daf Chaf. The Mishnah says that a few yidden were sitting together. They're on a park bench. Reuven says, Hareini Nazir. Then Shimon says, Me too. And Levi says, Me three. Right? They're all becoming the zero. So the halacha is, it actually works. Shimon's going to be a Nazir, and Levi's going to be a Nazir. So much so, that if Reuven is now matter his Naziris, the whole domino effect goes into play. Shimon's Naziris is bottle, Levi's Naziris is bottle, because Shimon never said Hareini Nazir, he just said me too. He said Vani, and then Levi said Vani. But it's all them clinging on to the original Kabbalah's Naziris. Says the Gemara that even though it's true that Reuven could say Hareini Nazir, and then Shimon can latch onto it saying Vani, but it's only if Shimon said Vani Toich Kidei Dibur. If he didn't say it Toich Kidei Dibur, it's not going to be a Nazir. Toich kidei dibur, it's all one dibur. But if you didn't say toich kidei dibur, there it's not going to work. Again, it's nothing to do with chazara. No one's being chayzer from something. Fakir, they're all very enthusiastic. They're all being mekabel nazir, very excited. Right? Abba Pikin, it works if the vani is within close proximity to the original Kabbalah Sanaziris. And what's the definition of that? The definition of that is it would have to be within the shir of toich kidei dibur. Another case. The halacha is that if 10 Edom walk into Beis Din, we look at them as a group. I mean, even though all you need is 2 Eden, but if 10 come together, we look at them as a unit of 10. For example, Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela. What if 10 walk in there, one of them is found to be Karav Apostle? All 10 are out. What do you mean? Why should all 10 be out? Bishlam, if 2 come, okay, now we knocked out the Edus. But I have another 9, because that's the halacha. The halacha is that 10 Edom walk into Beis Din, it's the gate of the halacha. So Vazam, it's a Mishnah, Mesechtas, Makkas, Dafayim and Beis, Davavam and Alav, Zokti Gemara. This that 10 Edom are viewed as one cut Edus, that's only if they said Edus, Betoich Kedei Dibur. But if they didn't say it, but again, that has absolutely nothing to do with Chazar. That has nothing to do with Chazar. And still, you see, there's a shear of Teich Deidibur. One more Gemara. Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says somebody riced Kriya. So he's sitting with a loved one who's Nebuch dying, one of his Kriven, and he thought that his Karev died, and he riced Kriya. But it turned out he was still alive. So obviously, the Kriya is not a Kriya. Then Teich Deidibur, he died. So the Gemara says an unbelievable Chiddush that if he died Teich Deidibur, the Kriya is a good Kriya. What do you mean? When he riced Kriya, It was a false alarm. It was a toys. Nothing had happened. But being that this mace ended up dying within Toich Kidei Dibur, when mitzarif, what happens after the fact to the mace that I did before? This is major lumdus. That's the Gemara in the Darim Pezayim Raman Aleph. The Gemara says Hilchas Toich Kidei Dibur Gedibur Damri Chutz with the full exception. That's what the Gemara was discussing there. The Gemara was discussing Kriya ties into Afaras in the Darim. But regardless, again, you see from here just you soid Aleph that Toich Kidei Dibur Gedibur Damri, even though it's used mostly in the context of Chazara, but these are Gemara. We just mentioned 4 Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara talks about Toich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. That's absolutely nothing to do with the halacha of Chazar. That's the first aura. The second aura is, first you saw it, not aura, just you saw it, just understand this a little bit. The second is, why is Toich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami? What's the point? So it's very interesting, because if you look into Rishonim, so all the Rishonim say different halach. Like, there seems to be a very little agreement in terms of why it is that Toich Kidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam said, the Rishonim, because it's not quoted in a Tosfos, really, the Makar to this Rabbeinu Tam is a Ramban, a Masechtas Bava Basra, that Kuf Chav Tesam Ralph, that's one of the sugis of Toich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, and it brings that Rabbeinu Tam said that you know why the Chachamim, that you know why the Allah is Toich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, it's Chachamim. Chachamim wanted, if somebody's doing business, and he sees his Rebbe, and really he wanted to be Chayzer right after he finished his transaction, he wanted to be Chayzer immediately, but he saw his Rebbe. So we give him an opportunity to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Umayri, and then afterwards, you can go out and be Chayzer. It's a takonas chachamim to allow this person. There's a lot of issues with this, exactly. But Al-Kapanim, those are the words of Rabbeinu Tam. It was a takonas chachamim that a person who's involved in a business transaction shouldn't lose his ability to be Chayzer in the event that he sees his rebbe. But it's based on a takanas chachamim. The Ramban in that same piece then brings from the Rav a dover nifla. Listen to this. Ubeshem harav of bezdinzal. I think that's the Rav. Shamati the kivan the amar rabbanon hakoyres hashma shoyom mepnei hayiru tiknush lo yehefsik b'shum dover. Wow. He says, what's the halacha if someone's in the middle lane in Kriya Shema and someone comes that you have to have yira for? Shoyom mepnei hayiru middle Kriya Shema. Now it'll be masik in middle Kriya Shema. But amid Kriya Shema, you could say shalom alecha Rebbe Amori, proverbially speaking. You could be masik in middle Kriya Shema mepnei hayiru. So the Chachamim said that you say you could be shalom mepnei hayiru mid Kriya Shema. That means that shalom alecha Rebbe Amori is nishkei hefsik, and it's not a hefsik in Kriya Shema. It is a hefsik, really. It's just like a hetet to be masik. But no, we're not going to deem it a hefsik. So if it's not a hefsik, so you finish the transaction, you could zichbi chayzer right away. You can zich be chayzer right away. The problem is, isn't it a hefsik? Within this time frame, just like in Hilchas Kriya Shema, sometimes you can do it. So therefore, we're going to view it not as being a hefsik. The Ran in Masechtas Sedarim Daf Pei Zayin says a third shot. He says that the reason is because sometimes when people do things, they don't have full gemiras das. People say things sometimes. They'll even sell things and buy things without thinking it through. But sometimes the second after they do it, they're, oops, like, what was I thinking, right? So it's understood that that's the way people are. And as a result, we're sensitive to that. And we allow a person to be chayzer, as long as right away, within Taich Nedibur, that's something you're allowed to do. And the Ran says, that's why the Gemara says, chutz mi megadev, v'oivet abidazor megarish mekadesh. Because we don't just get married and then a second later say, what was I thinking, right? So here, these are things that people think through a little bit more carefully before they actually take the plunge. And it's for that reason over there you don't have the Taich Nedibur. Because the whole svar is, didn't think it through properly. You presumably did think it through properly. And then finally, the Ritva. The Ritva says a fourth pshat. He says the reason is because sometimes even after people finish talking, they're still talking. Their lips are still moving. And as a result, it's still considered, it's not like a, you're still going, you're still talking, right? So it's for that reason it works. What do you mean? You finished, the transaction is over. But you know, his lips are still moving. And as a result, he's saying something. But the bottom line is that would be enough for the halacha of Toich Nedibur. So you have four pshatim in the Rishonim. Now obviously you could sit down and you could start saying, Rabbeinu Tam said that as a takanas chachamim for a person that's doing business, he should be able to say Shalom Aleichem. Like Rabbeinu Tam, what does it have to do with all those Gemaras that we mentioned earlier? What does it have to do with rice and kriya? And he thought that the maize died, and then it didn't, and then it died Teich Nedibur. It should all be a halacha. It's Bishleima, let's say, like the Ritva, but even the Ritva, it's Rechusha Mirachshin Sfase. It should be more related to Dibur. What does it have to do with? Obviously, if you want to go through this properly, you have to work out all the Gemaras with all the Rishayim. But let's just end with one Ha'ara, maybe two Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Gilyoyne Ashas, and this is a Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, says a beautiful Chiddush. We know the halacha is that if someone forgets to say Yalav Yovai, so you're dominating, it's Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say Yalav Yovai. So, Myrith, Beleir Rosh Chodesh, being that Bezdin wasn't Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla, then you don't have to worry about it. But let's say it's not Myrith, so obviously if you finish Shmoyne Esrei, you're going to have to go back. What happens if you remember during Shmoyne Esrei? So before a Machzor Shchinasu L'Tzion, so then you just say Yalav V'Yavai. But once you say a Machzor Shchinasu L'Tzion, then you would have to go back to Ritzei. If you remember after Sim Shalom, HaMavarech HaSamim Yisrael B'Shalom, then you would already have to start Shmoyne Esrei all over again. So if you remember between a Machzor Shchinasu L'Tzion and Mavarech HaSamim Yisrael B'Shalom, then you go back to Ritzei. But once you set up a Baruch Hasam Yisrael B'Shalom, at that point you have to go back. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel, nearly Pasha, it's Pasha to me. That what happens if a person said a Baruch Hasam Yisrael B'Shalom, and then Toich Kedei Dibur, of saying a Baruch Hasam Yisrael B'Shalom, he remembered that he forgot to say Yalav Yavai. Toich Kedei Dibur is always Kedei Dibur Dami. And it's for that reason the halacha is that you'll be allowed to go back. Why? Because Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedei Dibur Dami. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I want to say a tremendous chiddush. I want to say that you know what the shir of Teich Nedibur Kedibur is going to be as it relates to Yalav Yavai by Sim Shalom, and we'll see Tein Lachachem VeYechkamoy. It's not going to be the shir of Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, not Talmud the Rav the Talmud. The Gemara Bava Kama Ayin Gimel said there's two dinim in Teich Nedibur Kedibur Dami. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I want to introduce a third din in Teich Nedibur Kedibur Dami. You know what the shir is going to be? It's going to be shir Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk, that's a much longer shir. The amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, that's going to be the shir Teich Nedibur. He says why? He says because the Ritva says that what's the reason? It's because Ruchushe Mirachshan Tzifase. Because we assume your lips still move. Vaisa is the Chacham understood that what's that shear? That's the amount of time that your lips are still moving. It's still considered that I'm involved in the Maisa, and therefore it's not going to be an issue of Chazara. So, the Gemara says that if someone's davening and he has to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom immediately. You have to wait a sheer dalat amos before you go to the bathroom. And the reason is because Ruchushe Mirachshan Tzifase. Because when you're davening, and it's for that reason, you go to the bathroom, you have to wait. Wait until your lips stop moving. You're middle davening, sometimes the motor's still running. So you have to stop talking. So we have to give you a shear of dalat amos. So like this, you're going to stop. Zokt, Rabbi Yosef Engel. You see from here that the shear Ruchushe Mirachshan Tzifase as it relates to tefillah is not Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meir, it's a shear of dalat amos. If it's a shear of dalat amos when it comes to tefillah, it's as it relates to Sim Shalom, as it relates to this halacha, it's going to be a shear of dalat amos as well. Meaning, loiter it was reason. That one of the four reasons. It's related to Ruchushe Mirachshan Tzifase. That has to be the shear. So we have the sugya of Teich Deidibur Kedibur Dami, the Rambam's Chiddush that you don't say it by Hektish, based on his Kasha, that how could the Gemara conclude you don't say Teich Deidibur Kedibur Dami? I isn't in a Mafurish Gemara, Bavakama and Gimel. We saw the halacha of, we saw that Gemara where the Gemara talks about two dinim in Teich Deidibur. We said there's really three dinim. The Yisoid that Teich Deidibur is not only related to Chazara, it's related to the Tzman. Mitzvah Hashem, more about this tomorrow.